Hi, I'm Peter Kageyama. I'm the author for The Love of Cities and the follow-up Love Where You Live. I talk about love and emotional engagement and why it's a good thing for people like you to fall in love with the city that they live in. And this is St. Pete in Progress.
Hi, I'm Mayor Rick Kreisman, and I'm here today with my Deputy Mayor, Dr. Kanika Tomlin. And we're here to talk to you a little bit about innovation districts. You know, Kanika, back in 2012, and during the time I was running for office, I talked a lot about research parks, and research parks and innovation districts really are the same thing. Can you tell us a little bit about why innovation districts are important to a community and the impact that they can have?
Innovation districts can be a game changer for a community, certainly for its economy, because they focus on like-minded institutions coming together to set the standard for advancement, not only for their sectors, but as a cluster and a group. They create jobs at every level of the economy along the continuum. They really catalyze reinvestment and just bring a great energy and connectivity to an area.
Innovation districts are incredibly important, but they're not just about the main assets that we typically would think about, you know, like the institutes, the hospitals, the higher education. They're about the collisions of people and ideas. So it's not just about having, you know, these great institutions, which we clearly do have. It's building an infrastructure with an intention of actually getting people to sort of interact with each other, to share those ideas, and to come together and create something that is new and different and exciting.
The St. Pete Innovation District represents an impressive array of organizations that make up marine and life sciences, business incubation, communications, and economic development organizations, as well as higher education. While innovation districts are being deployed throughout the United States, none of them have the emphasis between marine science and life science that the St. Pete Innovation District has.
We have world-class research-oriented healthcare providers on the same corridor as a great university and marine research and other research such as SRI, which comes out of Stanford, and they all are doing amazing things in their respective industries, but have a convergence around the concept of warm, salty, wet. And that's the research that happens in the environment of the water and in the environment of human biology labs, and what can happen between those two really is uncharted territory.
As we're sitting here on a research vessel and we look out, and the water that you just described is here, the marine science research, and what we have right back behind us with life sciences.
You know, Johns Hopkins footprint really is confined to Baltimore. The only other place in the world that they have a significant footprint is here with our pediatric hospital, All Children's. And that's great. That means that we have world-class scientists coming here every day to advance their research, really celebrate discovery, and incentivize the next level of thought leadership. And that's what the Innovation District is about more than anything.
Members of the St. Pete Innovation District share collaboration on intellectual capital, on the creation of a sense of place, and on a shared set of goals and mission.
Placemaking is incredibly important. We are in a global war for talented, creative, innovative people. And talented, creative, innovative people have choices. They can live lots of different places. So when they choose to live in St. Pete, it's not just going to be because they found a great job. We also have a fantastic lifestyle here as well, great amenities. It's the kind of place that you just want to be in.
Having strong education and background and as a part of that, and we have USF St. Pete right here as a part of it.
School of Business, for example, is one of the great advancements that we look forward to. We're just on the cusp of what this community can expect. You know, one of the things that I know that you're working very hard on is the redevelopment of the Tropicana Field site.
Having that 70 to 86 acres that we can also redevelop is a part of this innovation district. Sounds like it gives us opportunities that a lot of other communities just don't have.
The city of St. Petersburg has been a leader in bringing the organizations that represent the Innovation District together to create a joint mission, to create goals, to further the objectives of those organizations, not only individually, but together as a cohesive district itself.
We have a huge step forward on a lot of the other communities against which we're competing as it relates to Innovation Districts, because many of them are starting with a concept. Ours happened organically over the course of more than a century. St. Pete decided to build an innovation district through an investment in organizations like Bayfront Health, like USF St. Pete, like All Children's Hospital. And the result is that we are all ready to hit the ground running.
It's not just what we do in the laboratory, in the office, in the studio. You know, we have a life outside of that. And these talented, creative people that we're trying to lure here, they recognize, you know what? I am not just my work. So I have to have other things that inspire me as well. And when you create a great place, like we obviously have here in St. Petersburg, you're going to do very well in terms of attracting that type of talent.
The jobs alone that will be created and the opportunities that will spring forth from this district are just really inspiring, and it gives people a great reason to come. The people who live in St. Pete can expect great amenities to follow the development, say, of the research center that All Children's is building, or the new business school, or the many other developments that we know are sure to come.